WTOP at 1121.
About one-third of high school seniors across the country report using an illicit drug sometime in the past year. And more than 10% report non-medical use of a narcotic painkiller. Many are also not aware of the risks involved. That's one of the reasons for the National Drug Fact Week. It's a health observance week for teens. And Dr. Gaia Dowling is joining us live now. She is the chief of the science policy branch at the National Institute on Drug Abuse. Doctor, it's good to have you with us on WTOP. How can parents help their children to better understand the risks involved in all of this?
Well, we know that when teens understand the harms that drugs do, they're less likely to use them. So National Drug Facts Week is really about getting the scientific facts about drug abuse to teens to let them make healthier decisions.
What are some of those facts? What are the common myths that we have about drug and drug abuse among teens?
Well, I think one of the major common myths among teens is that everybody is doing it. And while we know that too many teens are abusing drugs, it isn't true that everyone is doing it. More than half of high school seniors have never tried an illicit drug. So that is one thing that gets around the peer pressure question. Another common myth is that marijuana is not addictive. And research has shown that about 1 in 9 people who use marijuana become addicted to it, and that number goes up to about 1 in 6 for people who start using in their teens.
Do we know the reasons, Doctor, that students try it in the first place, that young people are experimenting? Is, if it's not related to what others are doing, what gets them in?
Well, I think in part it is related to thinking that others are doing it. So it may be it's the perception that everybody is doing it is one contributing factor. But there are a lot of reasons that people try drugs. They try them to make them feel better. They try them because just for that reason, to experiment. That's a natural part of being a teenager, is to experiment with new things. And not realizing that there can be risks associated with just using something once or twice makes it easier for them to do that. So in getting them the scientific facts about the immediate consequences as well as the long-term consequences, we feel can help them make those decisions in the right way.
Doctor, as we said in the top of this report, 10% of teens are reporting non-medical use of a narcotic painkiller. Prescription drugs are a huge problem for teenagers right now. Tell us what parents should be doing in order to safeguard that and keep those drugs out of their kids' hands.
Well, I think that is one of the big issues right now, and I think both teens and parents have the misconception that prescription drugs are not as dangerous as illegal drugs when they're abused. And so I think the first thing that parents need to know is that they can be just as dangerous when they're taken at by somebody who doesn't have a prescription at higher doses or more frequently or taking it to get high, that they can be as dangerous as illegal drugs. We know that overdose deaths from prescription pain relievers now outnumber deaths from heroin and cocaine combined. And parents may not realize that. The second part of that is realizing that they really need to safeguard their medications. Put them in a safe place where they're out of reach, monitor them, just like, and talk to their kids about prescription drugs just like they would about marijuana and alcohol. That isn't happening as much as it is. And we know that even if parents don't realize it, teens are listening to their parents. So to not model drug abusing behavior by giving them a prescription that wasn't intended for them, and talking to their teens about the harms of prescription drug abuse, they can really have a big impact.
Dr. Dowling, we know in our short time we've only just scratched the surface, but we greatly appreciate the information you've provided to us. And next hour we're going to talk more about the important issues and what parents can do. The mother of Len Bias, Dr. Lanice Bias, will join us at 12:20 to talk more about what signs parents need to look for. Dr. Gaia Dowling is the Chief of Science Policy Branch at the National Institute on Drug Abuse. Thank you, Doctor.